Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Juno Award-winning singer, songwriter, and actress Mishi Donovan searched for family all her life. Born in 1964, she self-described herself as a Chippewa Cree with ties to the Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota. Mishi was placed in foster care and never reunited with her biological parents. A likely victim of the 60s scoop, when social workers routinely removed children from their homes, believing they would be better off raised in non-Indigenous families, she struggled with her identity, finding it difficult to adjust to life on her own without knowledge of her past, culture, and traditions. And now in Cree.
June, kispinatamik utahuel unikamu. Unikamu was naigil egwa umehtuel, Mishi Donovan. Kinitunuel upegu hewama, kakio pimatsunik. In itau git 1964, Nistawem su isse Chippewa Cree. Egwewaguta Turtle Mountain Reservation, Anta, North Dakota. Mishi egiutnit itagagnuemi tigawasak. Egwenamwewe got to tuwapa meltapo uniki gumawa. Ugit maharan uze 60 scoops. Ispi uisitaswak tagiga wigatena tigawasa uze upegu hewama. Ketapu getamit nuatska muayawak mua munyanak. Kiwanita wane hewin. Kiai mio kapiagot upimatsunik na moya giskeitak ki gwe pechinawe isitawen egwa anskutu tamuna.
In her 20s, she decided to deal with the demons that were preventing her from living a healthy, peaceful life. With the help of elders and others, Donovan began her healing journey. When it was difficult to speak of the trauma and racism she had faced, she turned her thoughts and feelings to writing songs. With her music, she spoke out against spousal abuse and family violence. The song she wrote helped her to cry and feel once again. Music opened the door for Mishi's healing.
En nista no piponet, kiki seitam ka kuyaski pimatsit, ka gai watsit, papiatak pimatsun. Ka wisi igut keteya egwa kutagak Donovan ki matse nagateimsu. Ispiay mak ka maam miskutamik o kwa taigitawin egwa pagwatituan ka tauskagut. Kiitutam umamtune tiganik egwa umisitauna egwa masnaham negamuna. Anta kituutsigeunik kiitipuutam mitsewaagant kiti maiwewin egwa pegu hewamak maituutamun. Negamuna kamasnahak viitsigu kamatut egwa kamusitat kigwai kiituam. Kituutsigeuin viitsigu mishi unanahtawi huuin.
Donovan's recording career began in the spring of 1993 when Manitoba-based Sunshine Records CEO Ness Michael solicited new artists in an international talent search contest. Upon receiving Donovan's rough home recording, Michael recognized the uniqueness of her vocals and immediately offered her a recording contract. She ventured to Winnipeg and completed her first album entitled Spirit in Flight, gaining her international recognition and multiple invitations to festivals and conferences.
Donovan Kamate Kenwe Mutigit Muskamik 1993 is B Manitoba Tasis Sunshine Records CEO Nas Michael in a Nigahat Uske Kituchikewa Anta Miswite Nita Wetamun Kendunawit Mauneutun Kagatnak Donovan Ukuchigewans Michael Nistonam Metonipitos 80 Taxit Equase Makagwetmel Matika Nute Mastaigigut. Ekse kiitute Winnipeg egwa kiisitau nistamp kituutsigewa snaigan Spirit in Flight. Aiwak nistawei tigasu egwa uutse miseto nittu mause muutsigattau niigewin egwa mamo puuna.
In 1995, she entered the acting world, preparing for screen tests after being approached by directors and agents for film projects. She played a support role in the syndicated TV series Lonesome Dove in Calgary, acted in Edmonton ITV programs, and in live theater projects. When Sunshine Records released her second full-length album, The Spirit Within, several singles received heavy radio rotation. She accepted a Juno Award for it in 1998 when it was named Best Music of Aboriginal Canada Recording.
It's been 1995, ki witi wil ita ka metuil nikik, e wawiit uti ka wapamit e waka nagiskagut anhe ka masnahagik e gwa ka pum nagik u tistigaste paisa. Ki meto e onta TV te ga ste pais lontom dav anta Calgary. E gua meto e o Edmonton ITV isi te goen. E gua ta poe meto e o kamikwa. E spi Sunshine Records ga wa pa te wetik. Ni suau gakio e iskwage ki tu te goen the spirit within. Mi te et papia ki meto e o nao ki tu te goeni. Ki gat nam Juno Award ispi 1988 isi ka tek Best Music of Aboriginal Canada Recording.
Donovan's music described much of her life experience, including child abuse, violent relationships, and tragedy. Her songs were about empowerment, using her music as a form of activism and encouragement for Indigenous people to heal, change abusive behavior, and to make the world a better place. She was 48 years old when she died in 2013.
Donovan, o kitu tigewen, ewo go kipe tenute, upe matu on kespaik. Astiga wasiwit, kita mai wewen, mai tuhtamon, mite waganitun e guaka maya ramgak. Unigamona ute, mama ta witawen, e apachitat, o kitu tigewen, ute nipik squista magewen, e gua kasi tuskawat ino, gananata wihuit. Kames kutnamik, Kita matasun, e guaiwak, kamiasi kaski, nemta noita tapunet, e gina gataske 2013.